We're talking with Jake McCabe off the air here about fitness testing. And why are we talking about that? Because on day one of training camp, it's the dreaded Stanley Cup champ over there. Sorry, that was. Did he win a cup, Stinsy?
I'm sure he did. He was there forever.
I think he won a cup. He probably won one there.
Yeah. The GO, yeah.
He was our trainer in Jersey. Okay. Yep. So anyway, Jake McCabe joining us here and talking about the bench press test back in the days, how that was the one where guys used to look forward to getting under. But training's not the same. We talked to Carter Hutton as well. How's the fitness test? How's the body fat? How's the body feeling?
It's feeling really good. This is the best I've felt in quite a few years. I was battling a couple injuries over the last couple of years, but this summer was great. I didn't really need that much treatment, which was nice. I can focus on the areas I wanted to focus on the ice and off the ice. So it was, it was a really good summer to recharge.
Yeah, it's got to be a difference for you going in and having a whole off season, right? Did you have the whole, you were pretty healthy the whole off season.
Yeah, I mean, I came back for the last few at the end of last year. So I was going into the summer very healthy and, I'm feeling really good.
Did you do anything different in your training this year?
Yeah, I think especially as you, have years in this league, you figure out what works for you and what doesn't work for you and what you need more of and what you need less of. And kind of the older you get and the more the game's changing, it's less weightlifting and more mobility, more conditioning, more stability, focusing on those areas. I mean, at this point, pretty happy with where my strength base is at. So it's maybe only a month of weightlifting a couple times a week, and then you get your strength back, and then you start ramping it up with conditioning and whatnot.
You look big. I mean, shoulders, legs, you look like you've bulked up, or is this just normally how you're built?
Yeah, I'm even a little lighter this year. A little lighter, a little leaner. Feel really good on the ice. Just
body
really
fat under 10?
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
Under 9?
I think I was 7.5.
It's fat.
That's fat.
Got a little room for growth. Like you said, you don't want to set the bar too low, Petey.
Well, we talked about that, eh?
Like bar too high.
Yeah, set the bar too high. Instigators joined right now with Jake McCabe. So tell us about the mindset going in to the season. This is a huge year for you. Congratulations on the contract, by the way. I mean, I think everybody, Rivs obviously has expressed over the summer, like how excited a guy like you must be being healthy, coming in, contract already done, ready to start the season and get rolling.
Yeah, no, I'm really pumped. It was really great to get that done, and especially for a couple of years here, and knowing what the future holds. I mean, we're a very promising group, and getting skins locked up long term, and obviously having Rass back for year two, I can only can't wait to see the strides he's going to make this year, and just the other groups or other players we added through, whether it's trade or free agency, with Marcus Johansson, he's a lot of playoff experience, just a really, really talented player all over the ice. And just a lot of these pieces are really going to, and along with, obviously, our new head coach, Ralph, and we've all had great conversations with him, and we're really excited to get things going tomorrow.
What's the one thing that when you spoke with Ralph, what's the one thing that stuck out to you that, wow, this is different? I like what this guy has to say.
We talked for 10, 15 minutes, right after he got the job, and it was a lot initially just kind of, family and where I live and background of that, and then we kind of got in, and he was more so all ears. He wanted to hear from me, what we want to change around here and what we think can improve and what's been good and what's been working, and that's kind of the message so far. We want a collaborative environment almost, and an environment where we trust each other and where everyone's trusting each other and what we're trying to build here.
Seems like the kind of guy. Riv and I talked about it the other day. Just when you hear him speak, I mean, I can't imagine there's one player in there that does not want to play for Ralph Krueger. Just the way he presents himself to a group.
I was getting riled up.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. He's a very approachable guy, he's when you're talking to him, you're face to face, eye to eye contact, and he's just one of those guys that you want to listen to and you want to learn from. And obviously, it's very early in the season, and it's only been a couple interactions, but it's. From those couple interactions, everyone's just very excited to get going with him and getting into this weekend of the first 3 days of training camp here.
They have talked about on this team, leadership, leadership groups. Your name obviously is going to be mentioned in amongst that group of guys. I know you're still a pretty young guy, like 25 or 26?
Yeah, 25, yeah. 26 next month.
I mean, it feels like you've been here for a while. You've established yourself. You certainly have an aura or demeanor about you that you exude that leadership.
Captain of Team USA, eh? Did you know that, Riv? World Juniors?
Were you played for Wisconsin also?
I did play at Wisconsin, yeah.
Were you a captain or assistant there?
Yep. I was there. Captain? Assistant line of last year there.
Riv, I want to introduce you to Jake McCabe.
That's why I'm asking. I know that. Anyway. This team is going to need that internal accountability. It can't come from the coaches all the time. Yes, coaches are great. They're going to give you the plans, and they're going to keep you, you know, somewhat structured. And the accountability comes from inside the locker room, you know.
100%.
And, I keep on hearing from so many players that it's tougher to talk to these young guys because their feelings get hurt and this, that, and the other, and they don't like hearing this, that. I don't like hearing that.
Yeah.
I want to know from your perspective, because you're certainly not young, but you're not old. You're mm-hmm. like right in that that age where you understand both sides.
Right.
You know, you understand a little bit more of the old mm-hmm. school, but you understand the new guys coming up. How are you guys going to work? Because this is a pretty young hockey team.
Yep.
You know, when I'm looking at you going, hey, you seem like one of the older guys, and you're only 25, it's pretty amazing. What are you guys going to do this year that's going to change from what you've done in the past?
Yeah, I think you nailed it on the head right away. It's got to come within. You know, a coach can only say so much, but with the guys in the room and the leaders and, you know, us guys that have been here for a few years now, I think that's – we've had a lot of turnover, obviously, with the way we've finished. And, you know, you need to continue to add pieces and see what works. And I've been through that turnover, and I see what works and what certain guys that I've played with, you know, the Giantas, the Pominvilles, you know, these guys that have played a long time and why they stuck around so long as well. Not only were they, you know, unbelievable players, but they're great guys in the room. And that's something I take pride in. Like you said, I'm kind of in that, you know, I've been around a little bit for the last few years now, but I'm still very young, so I can relate to the young guys and the older guys. I mean, I think of myself as a veteran now on this team and a leader on this team, and I, you know, take pride in having a good relationship with everybody in the room. I'd like to think that everybody enjoys my presence and likes to hear what I have to say when I do speak up. So that's something I'm definitely going to focus on this year. Just, you know, bringing positive energy and a good, you know, just a good work ethic to the rink every day. And, you know, it's just all about competing out there.
Let's talk about, obviously, team goals. We know we were players, playoffs. That's where you guys want to be. But with that, everybody has to maximize potential. Everyone's got to play well, play consistent, play hard. What's a season for you look like this year? Maybe not statistically, but just where do you want your game to go?
For starters, I want to play LED too. I haven't done that in my career. The last couple of years have been a couple of bad breaks with a broken thumb and followed by a shoulder surgery and then another shoulder injury last year. But with saying that, and like I said earlier, my body's feeling great, so I'm expecting to play all 82 this year and being that consistent presence on the back end, being a leader on the back end, and you know, helping these younger defensemen, especially on our team, you know, grow into the players that they're, you know, their potential that they're going to be. You know, the Rasmus Dahlin, I can't teach him too much with the skill side of things, but you know, he's such an eager guy to learn, and he's such a great attitude. That's what's really exciting about a lot of our young guys. And as a team, just in general, we want to, you know, I think a lot of it is that team accountability that I want to see out of all of us. And you know, it starts with obviously with Jack down on, and you know, I put myself in that category, and a lot of us that have been here for a few years, we know it's time to grow up. It's time to take that next step and really look at yourself in the mirror before you, you know, whatever comments you might have for the team, and make sure you're bringing your best to the rink every day.
You like the travel?
As far as what?
Just, you know, the travel in the league, like going around city to city, you know, dinners out and stuff like that.
Because there are guys
that just accept that it's the nature of the business but don't necessarily love to hit the road. But there are other guys that like to get away.
Yeah, I mean – the way we travel, you can't really complain about it. I know we're not in commercial planes. You know, we get first class service all the way, so it makes it really easy as far as you know, moving in and out of cities and trying to get some sleep at proper times and recovering and whatnot. We have no excuses as far as
where
as
do you sit on the plane?
Goes. Listen, I don't think you understand the question.
Yeah.
He wants to know.
Clarify, Riv.
Are you the book reader, the crossword puzzle guy, or are you playing poker at the back, or do you watch movies?
I got the book in front of me. I'm the scorekeeper for the card game.
That's our guy.
Scorekeeper?
That's our guy.
Are you
right
involved
there.
In the game?
Yeah, I'm playing
obviously,
cards.
He's
okay.
Keeping score.
They trust me with the numbers and.
I didn't know if
he's a college guy. He's got to use his brains for something.
You always got to look out for the scorekeeper, though.
Yeah,
there's always.
I'm an honest guy. Guys, trust me.
Okay. You ever catch anybody cheating on the road in the card games?
No, nobody's cheated. I think that's an immediate boot off the table if you get caught cheating.
Could be even a boot off the plane. What's your favorite road city?
Favorite road city, Chicago's up there. I live there in the summertime, so I'm a little biased in that side of things. But Montreal is always a good barn to play in. I mean,
would you cut the cord, eh?
Always.
just saying. That's why I didn't have kids till I was 28.
Montreal. I mean, the Bell Center is unbelievable. It's always packed every night.
Don't worry about the Bell Center. What's your spot in Montreal?
Food wise?
Yeah.
I don't even know what they're called. It's some Italian spot right around from where we stay.
Da Vinci?
I honestly couldn't.
He just said he doesn't know the name.
Some French.
I'm
going to
get it out of him because he knows.
Some French name. Because
there's always a place that you're going after
dinner.
Must
be a great Italian place if it's French. If it's got a French name. Hey? What's that French-Italian food taste like, right?
There you go.
Hey? What else, Jake? So what do you do in the summer? Your boy abandoned you. So you said you had an hour and a half.
Well, let's let him go. Like the guy, we need to take a break.
We don't have to.
Answered all our questions.
What do you do in the summer?
I like
for fun, like
for
away
fun?
From
no,
training
yeah,
and
yeah,
away
yeah,
from
no,
hockey.
I like to go to a lot of Cubs game. I'm a big Cubs guy. They're right in that second wild card spot right now. But I like to golf, Cubs games, just kind of be by the lake, being outside as much as possible. That's my summer right there.
What's with that look?
You lost us at the baseball talk. I'm just saying.
Yeah, right? We're not really.
You've probably
not
been to Wrigley then, huh?
Oh. You couldn't pay me to go there.
Come on.
Just kidding. I went to the Bisons game here.
Good save, Riff. Great save.
Threw out a missile. No big deal. Threw out the first pitch. They asked me they asked me if I wanted to come back, and no, they didn't. Anyway,
well,
that's all I got.
Have you thrown out a first pitch yet?
I have not thrown out a first pitch.
Got to get you out to the Bisons, throw out a first pitch. Jake, good luck to you, man.
Yeah.
Have a great training camp.
Thanks
a lot.
Guys.
We're going to let you go.
Yeah, good seeing you
and,
guys.
And appreciate your time.
Of course.
All right. Well, we're not going to break. Thanks. We're just going to let you kind of do a little bit of a walk-off.
Right.
Show everybody
good.
The derriere on the way out, would you?
Look at this glute
part
right
here. Look at the gluteus maximus. It is absolutely built for speed.
Very impressive.